Now I'm talking to Ciarán Heafy, campaign member for the Campaign for Public Housing. Good morning to you, Ciarán. How are you?
Morning all. How's the farm?
How long has this organisation been going? Not too long now, is it?
October. Was when we set up. It was after a number of discussions that included various political organisations, elected representatives, homeless and housing groups.
Okay.
Who obviously had an interest in looking at a solution to the housing crisis. What makes us different from sort of other campaigners is that we have a specific solution for the crisis, as opposed to a broad sort of alliance of people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the solution we're advocating is a new system of universally accessible public housing, which be accessible to all citizens, which we're sort of concentrating on and see as the only real solution, long-term solution, to the so-called housing crisis, which has hit the state in recent times with such rigor, you know.
Okay, well, just get the meeting, and then we'll mention it again later on. So you're having your big meeting next week on the 22nd of February in the Kilmore West Recreation Centre, and it's at 7:30, and you would like everyone to come, obviously.
Yeah, it's an organising meeting, basically. Now, we've had a number of activities there in the run-up to Christmas. We'd 18 separate protests and events around the country on one particular day in the run-up to Christmas to highlight the campaign and to get organised in various areas. We've had stalls and leaflet distribution in this area, in Dublin Bay North, the Coolock area in particular, over the last number of weeks. So what we're attempting to do now is to hold an organising meeting where, one, we will outline who we are. Secondly, giving it a brief outline to the cause of the crisis and put it into context of why we're doing this. And thirdly, outline the activities and future activities. And more importantly, then at the end of the meeting, is to get input from whoever attends, you know, whoever we invite or whoever sees the literature to come to the meeting, to get involved in the campaign and to give us a hand in building this campaign for public housing in the local area.
Okay, well, no matter what the organisations are that sort of start up and go, it takes a little while to get to gather momentum and all like that, and you've just going a few months. What's been the reaction so far?
Yeah, it's been positive enough. As I said, we're incrementally building. We started off with a number of small political parties who have a similar position on the public housing issue, and that's grown out then to include, as I said, homeless and housing groups, in particular in our own area here in Dublin Bay North. The Dublin Bay North Housing Crisis Community has come on board. There's a number of TDs, Claire Daly, Mick Wallace, Catherine Connolly are on board with it. The political parties were the core of it. So obviously we want to broaden that out and include as many ordinary citizens as we can. What we're attempting to do is, you know, the water movement that had shown us that in terms of politicisation and boycott mobilisation, direct actions and rolling back privatisation agendas, what a large and organised, you know, mass campaign of action can achieve. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're attempting to do, along with the other campaign stuff, okay, lobbying and leafleting and stall building and all the other the stuff that goes with it, with a campaign in an attempt to build it into
the reason I asked, as we can. Okay, the reason I asked that, what sort of reaction we're getting there, Ciarán? Because, I mean, you mentioned the water movement there, everyone involved, but there seems to be an apathy about the general public. If it doesn't affect you, then it's not happening. I mean, this is much, much worse than the water to an extent as well. I mean, people are dying on the streets, children, education has been affected, living in accommodation that's not suitable for children. You know, hopefully this will gather a little more momentum. That's the word I'm getting, but that's why I asked you the question. So, I mean, some of the things that you put down, a complete ban on economic evictions, what do you mean by that, for instance?
Well, it means like anyone that's under threat of eviction because of, you know, they can't pay their mortgage or they can't pay their rent, they can't be evicted because, one, there's nowhere place for them to go, and two, the circumstance amount of rent, the levels of rent they're paying, it's not possible for a lot of people to pay rent. It's very easy to fall into arrears. So what we're saying is, you know, while this crisis is on, until there's a long-term sustainable solution put in place for housing for all citizens, that, you know, any evictions or economic evictions need to be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Well, surely that, well, in some cases, I know I'm maybe going to the extreme and extent, but I mean, if you put a complete ban on it, then people can just say, well, I'm not paying rent, surely you can't evict me ever again, no matter what the reason.
Well,
or is it just in the climate?
That would be the extreme, though, I think. Anyone who refuses to pay rent or not engage in, you know, if someone's living in, say, social housing or public housing mm-hmm. and refuses to pay rent for no reason, or they just don't want to do it, well, that's obviously a different situation, and it's not what we're talking about, you know.
Okay, and as far as, there seems to be a lot of anomalies as far as tenants are concerned and their rights, so you want a tenant's bill of rights. So what sort of anomalies are there that you'd like to see gotten rid of?
Well, most people in rented accommodation now, basically the big one is there's no security of tenure. You look at places like the continent where, you know, you can rent for years and years and years, and you can rent with a, you know, you have security of tenure, where, you know, here, there is no real book as such. When you're renting, it's you know, there is no long term. Sorry, there is no long term security. So like that'd be the big one. Where if you are renting or you're in the private rental market at the minute, that you would have some sort of security of tenure, where, you know, a landlord can't just come along and, you know, over a short period of time, you know, evict you, up the rent as he sees fit, like, by whatever rule, you know, wherever rules are there.
Mm-hmm. Of course, no matter what you do and go forward to the government, no matter who's going to be in power, you're going to hear the same rhetoric, like, this thing takes time, and they're talking about 2023, and they still be playing catch-up. I'm not trying to be facetious here, but have you got any solutions that you could suggest to the minister when, as you gather with all the different groups?
Yeah, well, look, our main proposal is to build more housing, basically. I think the political will is not there, and I think it's, at the minute, it's probably an ideological block in that, you know, you have Fine Gael there, and, you know, their whole representation is the market and the developer and the big business, no matter what they say to the contrary.
But there hasn't been houses built for the past 30 years, Kieran.
No, there hasn't. The route to the crisis, obviously, up to the 60s, but look, there was massive programs built in the 40s and the 50s, and it was Fianna Fáil, as much as we dislike giving them credit. They did build massive tracts of public housing in the 40s and the 50s. The roots of this crisis happened in the 60s, we believe, when incrementally all the housing stock was started to be sold off. Over the last 50 years, I think it's something like 200,000 publicly owned houses have been sold off by the state. So, like, if those houses were still in public ownership today, I don't think we'd be having the same level of crisis as we have now. And the state, is the only entity that has the you know, the legal powers, the land banks, and the wherewithal to build these houses. Mm-hmm. You know, the private market doesn't have wouldn't have the same sort of range as the state would to do this and to build these houses.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, we have our listeners there now, Kieran, if you want to get the word, and I'll let you have the microphone for a minute or so to get out the word about the meeting that's coming up next week and what you would like to hear.
As I said, yeah, the meeting is on at 7:30 next Thursday in the Kilmore West Recreation Centre. And what we're attempting to do is organise the campaign in the Dublin Bay North area, which encompasses Coolock and the surrounding areas down as far as Donegal. We're looking to get as many people involved as possible. For anyone that was ever involved in any activism before, or never involved in any activism before, we'd invite them to come along, hear what we have to say. We'll give an outline of the campaign, who we are, where we came from. We're going to give a brief outline of where we've seen the houses crisis came from. We're going to outline some of our solutions with a presentation. We're going to talk about activities and future activities, potential activities. And we're looking for, obviously, feedback at the end of the meeting from anyone who attends. And more importantly, we're looking to get people to sign up and to get involved locally and build the campaign.
Okay. Anyway, good luck with the campaign, Kieran. And I'll give out all them details later on in the show as well. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And good luck with the campaign, Kieran.
Okay. No, thanks for that.
Thanks a lot. Bye.